Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I am so privileged and happy and thrilled to have you join me for the broadcast today, because the Lord has put something on my heart that, as I've contemplated the scriptures, they have really personally blessed me, and I pray it would be the same for you. So before we go any further, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to be alive at this time in the history of mankind. Lord, nothing is by accident. You plan everything. There's nothing hidden or unknown to you. And Lord, you have allowed us to be alive for such a time as this. And Lord, Father, Lord, you see, we are in wicked and evil times, and the enemy continues to harass and hinder and persecute to the degree that he can. But Father, we thank you that you have given us power over the power of the enemy. And so, Father, I utilize that authority you've given us in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke, Lord, the works of darkness against your beloved. And Father, I pray especially that you will anoint our hearts to receive that which you have for us today, as well as through the principles and the truths that you've given in this simple message. And Lord, we're asking, Lord, that we would be yielded vessels motivated by one desire: to love you, to serve you, and to give you glory. For the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we ask this. Amen and amen. Okay. Well, if you had the ability to have your heart's desired fulfilled, if, say, the Lord just asked you right now, what would you like? What is the one thing maybe that you would want most from me? How would you answer that? What a question. Well, you know, this has scriptural precedent. And I'm going to begin the message by reading a few passages from 1 Kings, the third chapter. Verse 5 begins by the Lord asking a question of Solomon. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." He responds, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day." And he goes on to say, "O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in." He's acknowledging in humility his lack of wisdom. He realizes what an incredible and important and responsible position he has been given. Verse 8, "And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered for nor counted for multitude. And this is his request: give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" So what do we see here? He realizes he's in a very practical mode. He is now king over all of Israel. He realized the amazing and incredible responsibility he has. So he's asking for the wisdom and understanding to fulfill that role. And in verse 10, it says, "The Lord was very pleased with what he asked." Verse 11, "And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, Neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And not only was this is so characteristic of God's nature, his goodness, his kindness. So he not only grants his request, but he does excessively beyond that. I have also given thee, which thou hast not asked for, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes, my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. So God is very pleased when we ask the things that would be most beneficial for us, but most importantly, where the focus would be on the Lord, that we will do those things that would please our Heavenly Father and give glory to Him. And so what I want to do this week, we're going to be looking at one verse in Psalm 27. And what we see is in the life of Solomon, he wants wisdom and knowledge so he can be a good leader. And that was very commendable, very good thing. But David also considered that, and that's something we need to ask in our own personal time with the Lord. What is the most important thing in our lives? What is the greatest thing that we want to do or ask God to give us? Well, David gives us insight, and he does that in Psalm 27. And it's very interesting, while though Solomon did ask a good thing, David's is so much more comprehensive. It speaks of a man after God's own heart. He said in verse 4 of Psalm 27, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Basically, he was saying, "Lord, I just want fellowship with you. I want to be where you are." And isn't it all just a matter of priorities, beloved? Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 22, he said, "The light of the body is the eye." Now, of course, that's true, that our natural eyes are able to discern things because of the process of light. But he was really speaking of something much deeper than that. He was talking about the eye of the Spirit, because even those who have, for one reason or another, have been deprived of natural sight, they can have excellent vision in the realm of the Spirit. He said that the light of the body is the eye, and he says, if our eye is single, in other words, if our eye of the Spirit is single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And so this is the request. This is, you know, something we have to ask ourselves. What is the most important that we think we want? Do we want the blessings of the Lord? We want prosperity. We want blessing. We want good relationships. We want success. Or will we be as David, who wants a relationship with God above all else? And of course, even as we know from Solomon, his request, even though he was asking in the natural for good things, God gave him much more than he desired. So let's now look at, we're going to spend the week looking at this one verse, "One thing have I desired to seek after." We're going to look at the very first thing. He says, "One thing." That word, the root of the verb is to desire. That's what he was saying. I want, this is one thing above all that I'm wanting. And that root verb, the desire, it means to ask. It's a request for something. And there's an intensity that's conveyed of the object. Of course, that could vary, but there's a strength, an intensity in that. And so this is what David declared. I want to be where you are, Lord. I want you. And then he says, "One thing Have I desired of the Lord? That's what I intensely and passionately want. And that, and he says, that will I seek after. That seek after, it's not just, well, you know, I'm going to pursue it. You know, we can say we want a lot of things. Well, you know, I'd like to lose 10 pounds. Well, what are you, that, of course, that's what you desire. What are you doing about it? Is that, sometimes the things we want have to be followed by action on our part. So David said, oh, this is what I want, but I'm going to do something. I am going to seek after it. Action is required. How do we develop relationship with God? Well, it's the same pattern that we follow in the natural development of human relationships. We have to interact. We have to spend time. Isn't that true? You can't be really good friends with someone unless you are with them. You spend time with them. You know how they think. You know how they react. And so with the Lord, the ways we do that our fellowship with him in prayer, in study and meditation of the word, and also in Christian fellowship. That's very important because he has wonderful ways of speaking to us through godly relationships. Something is brought to mind, some focus, some emphasis. Psalm 119 and 2 declares, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him, again that word, seek him, passionate intention, right? Seek him with the whole heart, with all that they are. Well, we've gotten just a few words in that verse, and we will continue tomorrow. He said he wants to dwell in the house of the Lord. We're going to look at what that means. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. But as always, you know, we have prayer needs that sometimes only the Lord knows about, and sometimes folks aren't comfortable with sharing with a stranger unless you know in the spirit it's a safe place and a safe thing to do. But sometimes folks just say, I have an unspoken request. God knows, and so I pray in the spirit because the Holy Spirit knows. So I invite you, we need the support. Don't ever think you can just do this on your own. Even if you belong in a good church family, there's sometimes the relationships, you just don't have the ability to be able to share as you would desire. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I alone read and answer the mail. The emails come directly to me as well as the letters. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.